Welcome to the Eco News Report. I'm your host this week, Tom Wheeler, Executive Director of the Environmental Protection Information Center. The Eco News Report is brought to you by Humboldt Distillery. Humboldt Distillery is a great friend of our environment, great friend of our organizations here who make up the Eco News Report. So check them out, get a bottle of their local organic distilled spirits at your neighborhood grocer. And joining me is a friend and co-host for today's show, Colin Fisk, Executive Director of the Coalition for Responsible Transportation Priorities, or better known as CRTP. Hey, Colin.
Hi, Tom.
And we are joined by our special guest, Una Smith, Senior Planner at the Humboldt County Association of Governments. Hi, Una.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So we're talking today about transportation planning, and that is one of the things that HCOG exists to do, is to coordinate between governments. So actually, first off, I just threw out the acronym HCOG, Humboldt County Association of Governments. Perhaps you can just give folks the one-minute explanation of what the heck is this thing, HCOG? Because everyone's heard of the county government and city government, but we have these weird amalgamations too.
Yes, we do. And the fun thing about HCOG is you can just use another acronym to explain what it is. It's the RTPA. So it's the Regional Transportation Planning Agency, and it's made up a little bit. Your listeners are probably familiar with Redwood Coast Energy Authority and the Humboldt Waste Management Authority. So those two and HCOG, we're all joint powers authorities. So we're sharing powers between the seven cities and the county. So that those are the decision makers for this board. And because transportation is so important, I think connected between cities and the county, not just within single jurisdictions, it's just really good planning, I suppose I would say, for that to be a regional governmental agency. We're one of the smaller ones, so we work a lot with the smaller COGs, as opposed to the big city ones that would have like LA and San Francisco. And HCOG only pretty much focuses on transportation, not other governmental services.
And so I think that is a perfect explanation of kind of why HCOG exists, which is transportation is something that crosses jurisdictional boundaries. And so it makes sense that we should try to coordinate our efforts. And there's something coming up that is a pretty big deal, which is a revision of our regional transportation plan. So let's give people more acronyms, the RTP from HCOG. So what does this regional transportation plan do?
Yeah, so the RTP is a little bit like a general plan of a city. And so that makes me want to ask, because many people don't even know what general plans do in their city, even though they're so important. So, Tom, what do you think an RTP is?
Well, that's a good question. And I'm always embarrassed when I have two great experts like you and Colin on the show with me. But an RTP, the Regional Transportation Plan, is what I think of as kind of the broad blueprint of how we are going to meet our transportation needs and goals. So it will be how we figure out broad transportation planning problems, like how do we reduce vehicle miles traveled, or how can we increase the use of public transportation and make our roadways do the things that we need them to do for us, or maybe not just our roadways, our transportation network generally do the things that we need to do. How close am I?
Great. That's like a good PSA to throw out another acronym. How about you, Colin? I mean, I know there was a time when you maybe weren't a transportation wonky nerd. So, like, did you have a time when you didn't know what an RTP is, or it was only a guess?
No, I was born knowing that. No, absolutely. I had no idea what it was probably 6 or 7 years ago. And I would say that my introduction to it actually was more on the regulatory side than the big kind of visioning side that Tom is talking about, which is that the first time I heard about the Regional Transportation Plan was in the context of projects can't get funding unless they're in the Regional Transportation Plan. And so I think that gives a perspective on how practically important it can be in determining what we do with our local transportation system.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Una, now how would you describe it? If you're at a cocktail party, I imagine those will exist again someday in the future, and someone asks, well, that is an interesting job. What do you do? What do you work on? What is an RTP?
Yeah. Thanks for the kinds of boring cocktail parties you think I go to. So it's, I guess for the masses, I would want to give the answer that actually evokes the passionate part of why I like working in transportation. So in that aspect, the regional transportation plan is, again, like the general plan, you know, it's gonna evoke what you want your community to look like. It's going to define how, in an ideal world, you and your neighbors get to move around and use the landscape. And then in the practical term, yeah, it's a document that helps a COG, HCOG, invest wisely and try to balance all the competing needs with the very relative meager funding.
So where does that meager funding come from? Are you funded primarily by your local jurisdictions of which you are kind of this amalgamation, or does it come from the state, or a little bit of both?
A little bit of both, in that, and then this can get really convoluted. So I'll try to not make my answer convoluted, but try to answer the things that come up very often. So the planning part of it, such that, so what pays for HCOG staff time? That does come from the local jurisdictions, in the sense that a lot of our planning money is from a portion of the state taxes or gas taxes that goes back to the state, and then the state funnels it back to HCOG. Similarly, a lot of the money that comes to the cities to repair their roads and their bridges and to build trails, the sources of that are the same. It might be part of the gas tax or some other diesel tax, or maybe even a DMV, motor vehicle tax, part of registration. So that's the governmental places. The thing about HCOG is that we get a lot of valuable public input speaking directly about what people want the community to be like that we live in. Thinking that HCOG has a lot of latitude to put our funds behind one project or another. But the way that HCOG is set up, and it goes back to us being kind of a very small cog and not a big metropolitan cog, we don't have all that many pots of money that are set up to be discretionary, that the HCOG board really decides where it goes, either in function and practice, or the way that it's like set up in our charter. So that's just to say that we don't have right now a whole lot of discretionary funding, and a lot of the funding pots are very prescribed. Like, this pot of money can be for a safety project only, and this pot of money can be for congestion only, and this pot of money is only for people whose air quality is bad. So that sometimes gives us less money than we want in the areas where we want to spend it.
If I could build on that a little bit, Una. So it seems to me that maybe that's another argument for the importance of the regional transportation plan and other kind of planning documents, in that that is where the community does get to express its desires for what kinds of transportation systems we want to see, because as I mentioned earlier, it not only lays out the sort of broad policies and vision, but also actually has specific projects listed in it that then are eligible for any of those sources of funding. Would you say is that relatively accurate?
That is relatively accurate, technically speaking, for some of the areas, like definitely for our complete streets. But for example, the regional transportation plan has to have a chapter about our aviation system. So we have a chapter, and, you know, it's a valuable chapter and it has good information, but HCOG doesn't do any of the aviation. That's done all through the county. So that's just one of the apples in my basket of oranges.
Let's talk about the various subjects that you work on that the regional transportation plan is going to address. You mentioned complete streets. Let's talk about this. I understand that we have a Vision Zero goal or target identified as a potential target for this revised regional transportation plan. So can you talk about what Vision Zero is, this movement, and how complete streets relates to accomplishing that target?
Vision Zero is a national and global movement for a goal of zero deaths, and from not just automobiles, I guess, from traffic-related deaths. So the most deaths we have in the United States in our roads are of road users are pedestrians and bicyclists, way out of whack with how many the small percentage of users they actually make. So the Vision Zero is saying we built these roads and we know why people on bikes and walking on the streets are getting killed. We know why most people in car accidents are getting killed, and we can undo that. And the reason is mostly speed, and then other ways that we've built the infrastructure. And then that, of course, has led to how we've built our communities, basically really large suburban sprawl kinds of things. So that's what the Vision Zero goal is. And yeah, HCOG wants to do more education on that to drivers, to everyone who uses the road, which is everyone, to people of all ages. And then we also want to work on the infrastructure side, which is where we get into complete streets, which means that we approach the road in the more holistic sense for all the people who use it, not just people driving cars or trucks or freight. Yeah. What else do you use it, Colin?
Well, no, I think that's a great description. And I wanted to just make the tie-in, since this is the Eco News report, the environmental tie-in, which sometimes isn't obvious to folks, but that increasing safety for people who are walking and biking is an important initial step to getting more people walking and biking, which we need to do to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions and make all sorts of other important environmental progress. So just wanted to make sure that we point out the connection between safety, greenhouse gases, vehicle miles traveled, all of those kinds of different things that may be in the transportation plan are all kind of interconnected.
Yeah, thanks, Colin. I should probably be the one to think of that as the self-described host of this show. But it really rings true, right? If you ever think about how you as an individual use a street or think about your transportation choices, I know I don't go some areas by foot or by bike because I don't feel like I can do it safely. There's large parts of Eureka, unfortunately, that feel overly hostile to me as a pedestrian. So I feel forced to use a more limited transportation or a set of choices for transportation. And so that encourages me to use my gas-burning car. You're listening to the Eco News Report, and we're talking about the regional transportation plan and what even is that? Well, so let's go then to that connection, which is reducing vehicle miles traveled. I know that this is also something that is a target for the new RTP. Can you talk us through the visioning behind this target and how you would imagine that HCOG can help get to that goal to help achieve that target?
Yeah, it's a big question, and a lot of the impetus right now is coming from the changes in the law, where vehicle miles traveled is part of the environmental assessments that now have to be brokered, and also just the kind of data that state and federal money programs are going to want outcomes on. And we don't really have that stuff set up yet about how do you figure out how many miles everyone is traveling without having a household survey every week. But a lot of people in California are trying to work on it. Everyone probably knows that the best ways are like what you mentioned, Tom, give people more choices that feel comfortable and convenient. So, of course, if we start having communities where the places where people want to get to are easily walkable or easily bikeable and comfortable, and every able-bodied person can do it, and everyone in a wheelchair or walker can do it. Not every single trip, but the short trips and the very frequent trips. What HCOG can do is promote that through the kinds of, again, the projects that are in the regional transportation plan. So we want to really put the most resources towards the highest performing projects that'll help lower the car travel and increase the safety, and also help us maintain the kinds of towns and cities that we love and adore, which we all know, you know, the really fun places to walk in Eureka or Blue Lake or Garberville. And then also on the flip side, we know places where we don't want more roads, and we probably won't build any more roads really in Humboldt. But we want also those places where, for instance, the main street is a highway. We don't want that to feel like a highway going through anyone's town anymore. So when we can build complete streets there too, everyone wins. And one of the tie-ins that kind of bring it all together is also with Vision Zero, there's also this global initiative for building streets that are very kid-friendly. And just in a nutshell, when you build streets that are safe and fun for kids, they're safe and fun for everyone. So that's also just a nice metric to go by.
So when you talk about the RTP having projects to help accomplish these goals, will the regional transportation plan, will it have explicit smaller projects like the work that is being done on the South Broadway area? Does it get to that granular level of detail, or does the regional transportation plan have a broader perspective of, you know, we would like to support improvements to Highway 101 going through the city of Eureka?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we have goals and policies which would speak to the broader things, and that generally translates into what kind of work would staff do to make sure that these policies are implemented. And then that does filter down to the project level, which we ask every jurisdiction to tell us what projects they have on the horizon, both in the short term, which would be like in the next 5 years, or the long term, the next 20 years. And so if it were a street project, that's not anything that HCOG does, construction and design. So that we get from the cities and the county themselves.
I want to point something out here, which maybe Una is too modest to do, but Una has really, I think, made a big difference in bringing our regional transportation plan here kind of into the 21st century, so to speak. And in our last one 4 years ago, for the first time, had a global climate crisis element, which is something that is not required by the state, but just recognizing how critical transportation is to the climate crisis. You know, that was added in locally. So thank you, Una, for the part you played in that. And also we've talked a little bit about how this upcoming one, the HCOG is developing specific targets for greenhouse gas reduction, vehicle miles traveled, better sort of land use planning and vehicle electrification, and all these things that are tied in so closely with the climate crisis and related issues. And that'll be a really big step forward, and something that, frankly, HCOG isn't required to do the way that some of the bigger city associations might be, but just recognizing that we want to pull our weight towards addressing the climate crisis and the safety crisis on our roads. And so the importance of moving that forward through the RTP shouldn't be underestimated.
Thanks. So Colin, I know that you are trying to advocate for a safer road network system so that other folks feel like they're able to bike and walk in their communities. How do you anticipate using the RTP in your work as the executive director of the Coalition for Responsible Transportation Priorities?
That's a great question. Well, so a couple of different things. One is that we, you know, the coalition has been involved already for a bit in advocating for what we'd like to see in the plan. And we're obviously going to continue to do that. And I think from my perspective, there are sort of two critical elements to that. One is making sure that there are these strong sort of quantifiable targets so that we can measure whether we're making the progress we need to. And the other is making sure that the targets and the policies and goals are aligned with the projects themselves, so that sometimes in these big planning documents, it seems like the plans are a little disconnected from what actually happens on the ground. And so making sure that all of that is seamlessly brought together and the projects that we're doing are moving us towards those goals of safety and reducing greenhouse gas emissions and not away from them. That said, once the RTP is done, I think we do plan to view it as the blueprint and try and continue to educate both the public and public officials about what's in it and what this community vision is and kind of make sure that we follow that and that we do make more progress towards a safer transportation network for vulnerable road users, for people walking and biking, that we make progress towards, you know, getting more people onto buses and onto bikes and onto their feet and away from sort of single occupancy vehicles. And I can't say enough how grateful I am that it looks like we're going to hopefully have an RTP that does have that vision, because that's not a given. But assuming that we do, that making sure that we then carry it out is the next step.
Yeah, and we HCOG can use all the help that people want to give us. CRTP has been real helpful in giving us a lot of ideas and doing some of the research on data collection. So this greenhouse gas target is brand new, and it's also setting up HCOG to do work that we have always in policy and goals talk supported, like the transportation land use connection. But when we got to our day-to-day work, there wasn't really stuff for us to do. And so it's kind of been just disjointed. Now that land use and transportation strategies together are fundamental to reducing single occupancy driving and fundamental to getting better transit service for people and fundamental to making more walkable communities, we have to find ways to be able to work on the kinds of projects and programs that build the transportation and land use connectivity. And we can't do that solely in our agency. You know, it's going to take just about every other agency and government office and advocate out there.
So I'm imagining that people want to get involved in transportation planning. How can they best engage with HCOG and help shape this regional transportation plan, which I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong here, that your anticipated date for a final regional transportation plan is December of 2021.
That's correct. We are hoping that the December board meeting is when the board will adopt it. So we'll have drafts out much before that, and we'll start doing the environmental analysis months before that. And I'm happy to report that at this board meeting, we should have the board approving, knock on wood, contracting with consultants to help us do public outreach. So we're going to have some in-person ones. We're very limited with that, of course, but hopefully in your community, listener, you'll see a pop-up with some friendly people asking if you are interested in transportation and want to share your opinion. And then at any HCOG board meeting, keep an eye on those when stuff on the agenda will be about the RTP. And if you want to come to a board meeting that it's not on the agenda, of course, there's always public communication open. People can email me at una.smith@hcaog.net. We also have two different committees. One meets bi-monthly, Social Services Transportation Advisory Council, and one meets monthly, the Technical Advisory Committee. So people are welcome to engage in those meetings any way they want. But, you know, meetings aren't the most exciting thing for some people. So yeah, emailing me or phoning me is fine.
All right.
I'll add also that...
Go for it.
Yeah, CRTP will continue to, you know, engage with this process and also try and spread the word as broadly as possible about any opportunities for engagement and our own hot takes on what's going on. So if folks are interested in that, you can also sign up for our emails on our website if you'd like.
And that is transportationpriorities.org. And you can find HCOG at HCAOG, which you can think of Humboldt County Association of Governments, if to maybe get you to that acronym, .net, HCAOG.net. And that's where you can find contact information for Una, and you can find out when the next HCOG board meeting and find all of the draft documents and all of that good stuff. All right. So any parting thoughts or any last words that you'd like to share about the regional transportation plan? Colin, I will poke you first and let Una have the last word.
Sure. Yeah, I guess the only thing I want to say is just to remind people, if it's not immediately obvious, how important transportation is to many aspects of our lives, and that locally, more than half of our greenhouse gas emissions come from transportation in Humboldt County, that Humboldt County is currently ranked the most dangerous county in the state, basically, for pedestrians. There's all sorts of issues that are just critical to our day-to-day lives that the Regional Transportation Plan and other transportation planning efforts can help to address. So I hope that people will get involved.
All right, Una, last thoughts?
Yeah, thanks. Well, I think I would be remiss in not saying that HCOG actually is also kind of on Facebook. But we'll be ramping that up. So for people who are into that, you can also follow us on Facebook. And the RTP can be better with the more input we have on it. And people don't have to know what a policy is or what a regulation is. You know, the kind of input that is super valuable is just like, I want my kids to be able to walk to school. But okay, what do we need to make that happen? So it's really an open vista for input. And I do want to also remind people that May is Bike Month.
All right. Yeah. So if you're vaccinated and you're going back into work, consider riding your bike in May. It will be a lovely time of year to hop back in the saddle and get some fresh air and some exercise. So thank you to Una Smith, Senior Planner at the Humboldt County Association of Governments, and Colin Fisk, Executive Director of the Coalition for Responsible Transportation Priorities, for joining the Eco News Report today. And I'd like to encourage all of our viewers to go to their websites. HCOG can be found at hcaog.net, and the Coalition for Responsible Transportation Priorities is at transportationpriorities.org. I am your host, Tom Wheeler, Executive Director of EPIC. You can go to our website too, wildcalifornia.org. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week on this time and channel for more environmental news from the North Coast of California.